Goldilocks and the wolves. Goldilocks ran from the tree bear's house down into Bluebell Woods. She stopped to rest beside a stream and saw Little Red Riding Hood. Goldilocks told her the story of the bear she had met that day, of how she tried their porridge, and why she had run away. Red Riding Hood said, "Are you feeling hungry? Would you like a bun?" But as she laid down the blanket, Goldilocks screamed, "Run!" The wolf sat down between them and said, "Buns, how kind of you." But the girls knew if they'd stayed there, he'd try to eat them too. "Quick, run," said Goldilocks again. And both girls turned quiet pale. They went to hide behind a bush, but they spied a wolf's brown tail. They ran and hid behind the pond. Then Goldilocks gave a cry, for peeking over the top of the reeds was a wolf's winking eye. I know, said Goldie. "Let's hide over there." But over by the gate, they saw the wolf's brown pointy ear. "Let's go," they cried. "The riverbank has trees to hide beneath." But peeking through the rustling leaves, they saw a wolf's sharp teeth. Goldilocks said, "Follow me. We'll race towards that farm. We'll try to find the three bears there and sound the wolf's horn." "Listen," said Little Red Riding Hood, "I've got an idea. Let's go to my grandmother's house. She lives really very near." But as they ran, they heard a howl and echo through the trees. And when they turned around, they saw a wolf down on his knees. "Don't go," he sobbed. "Please, oh please don't go. Don't leave me alone. No one wants to be my friend. I'm always on my own. I'm just a friendly wolf. I'm really very meek. And all I want to play with you is a game of hide and seek."